no panic zone. I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. That's what I'm going to do every day. I'm going to be honest and upfront with you. Somebody has to do it, and you're not getting it anywhere else. That's why you are here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Hong Kong police have arrested seven journalists, and as a result, one of the last standing news operations in the city has been closed down forever. Welcome to communism. Number two, Just the News founder and regular contributor to this program, John Solomon, has been suspended by social media at Twitter for explaining a critical issue with the vaccines. It's an important legal distinction. And number three, as the year comes to a close, the pandemic is continuing to ramp up and the Biden administration continues to ramp down farther and farther and farther. From once boasting about shutting down the virus, Americans have shut down their support for the elderly commander-in-chief who will likely rate as one of the worst American presidents ever. And it'll happen quickly, as it already is. And I will continue to remind you of this. What he said. What Joe Biden said on the campaign trail. His promises made to you that have now been dumped. Listen.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Joe, call me. I need you to shut down my virus. It's tearing me up today. Yeah, that didn't happen. By the way, flights being grounded all over the country again as a result of staff shortages at the airlines triggered by COVID and mandates and everything in between. Fatigue, basically. Nice job, Joe Biden. Listen to this.
Tonight, the New Year's wave of the holiday rush underway as we now enter a fifth day of COVID-related cancellations at airports around the country.
It's very stressful. I'm constantly checking to see if there's any changes.
More than 1,000 flights canceled every day since Christmas Eve.
Cancellation at 12 at night. Didn't sleep, and now I'm over here trying to get a flight.
Yeah. Wow, it's just really going well. Meanwhile, the head of the World Health Organization, which would better be called the Chinese Health Organization, as they have covered for the communist pals for years. Now, they're calling on even more vaccinations. And today you have to sit here and ask yourself, why is that? What are we doing here? Listen to this.
The most important focus should be on vaccinating the unvaccinated or protect the unprotected. That would have a better impact.
Who is it protecting? This idea of breakthrough. Of breakthrough infections, not breakthrough infections anymore. Of all the people I know, there's more people today have COVID that I know than at any time during the pandemic. Nearly all of them are, quote, fully vaccinated. All these breakthrough infections. Not sure the vaccination offered much protection at all. And me, I've been sick for several days now. Hope to turn the corner. I thought I'd turn the corner today, but here I am, you know, choking up oysters again. Anyhow, the Biden's CDC is now admitting there is little difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Strange, really. Listen here to Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. Tell the truth, or was it a Freudian slip? You decide. Here it is.
The other things that we were looking at is the epidemiology here. We are seeing and expecting even more cases of this Omicron variant. Many of those cases are mildly symptomatic, if not asymptomatic, and especially among those who are vaccinated and unvaccinated. And then finally, the behavioral science.
What
do people actually do when people need to get back to work?
What
is it that they will actually do? And if we can get them to isolate, we do want to make sure that they're isolating in those first 5 days when they're maximally infectious.
Wait. Especially among the vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's what she said. We're seeing a surge in the Omicron virus, especially in the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Seems to me there's no difference at all based on what she just said there, right? Meanwhile, as the CDC backpedals on their guidance, saying, well, you don't really need a test after you come out of quarantine, and the quarantine now only has to be 5 days, as opposed to 10. And you don't need to test because the test can be positive for up to 90 days after an infection. So you'll test positive even though you probably aren't. Meaning we've shut down the economy and shut down the country based on guidelines from the CDC that we are being told today were reckless. I suppose. We shut everything down based on that. Oh, and here's this. Here's Rochelle Walensky defending the decision to say, well, you only need to quarantine now for 5 days because really you're really only contagious a couple of days before you show symptoms and 2 or 3 days after you show symptoms. That's when you're infectious. Listen.
And we do know that the vast majority of viral transmission happens in those first 5 days, somewhere in the 85 to 90% range. So we're really talking, if you can isolate for those first 5 days, that would be great.
And new concerns over how the new variant may be affecting children daily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, it seems to me that everything we've been told has now been changed. Everything we were told has now been changed. And yet they want to restrict on what we can see and hear. For example, let me share this with you from Just the News. John Solomon, investigative reporter. You've probably seen him here and a variety of other places. John Solomon began an operation called Just the News to compete in the legitimate news industry because he said the Associated Press has gone so far to the left, he had to create something that would give straight news to the people. Just honest news. So he's been suspended by Twitter. Why? For reporting on the legal distinctions between the COVID vaccines. Twitter suspended the account of Just the News founder John Solomon for sharing an article about the legal distinctions between Pfizer's fully approved and emergency use authorization COVID-19 vaccines, which could affect the legality of vaccine mandates. All right? The name of the article, Pfizer to continue distributing version of COVID-19 vaccine that's not fully approved by the FDA. And he was brought down by that. It cited the FDA's acknowledgement that the two are legally distinct, owing to more stringent requirements for the Comirnaty vaccine, whose biological license application was approved. The FDA licensure does not retroactively apply to EUA vaccine vials shipped before BLA approval, so said U.S. District Judge Alan Windsor, citing DOD guidance that limits mandates to fully approved vaccines, which must be produced at approved facilities. You see, this is the pushback against a military mandate on soldiers, on men and women in the U.S. military. There's a pushback. Say, well, you can't give us a mandate unless it's fully approved, and it's not. And by the way, here's what Solomon says. It is outrageous and unfair that a story that is completely accurate and points out an important legal distinction between the two versions of the vaccines gets blocked and my account suspended. The distinction was important enough for a federal judge to note. The story and my post were not unsafe. The only threat is to the safety of the First Amendment afflicted by Twitter's wrong-headed decision. By the way, the Stanford School of Medicine professor Jay Bhattacharya and Harvard's Martin Kulldorff both said that what Solomon wrote is exactly accurate. Now, the vaccines have no distinction as to what they provide, but legally there's a distinction about where they were manufactured, right? And you cannot be fully legally approved by the FDA unless they're legally manufactured under certain guidelines. It's an important note. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.